This is the first section of Room 2. Here we've brought together a selection of 17 historic objects and contemporary artworks, which all explore different theories about visual perception. Over the centuries, there have been many different ideas about the relationship between our eyes and light. The ancient Greek thinkers Aristotle and Euclid had opposing views on whether beams of light were emitted outwards by the eyes, called extramission, or received inwards, called intromission. This continued to be debated for centuries afterwards. Today, visual perception is understood to be a complex exchange of best guesses and predictions. When we look at something, the brain uses visual cues and other sensory signals to convey information and help us determine what we're looking at. Our perception of the world is an active process of interpretation. A series of artworks here in this room reflect on the subjective and different ways we interpret colours, for example. One such work is hanging on the wall behind you. It's a framed lithograph featuring a colour circle. It was made by René-Henri Dijon. He was a master printer and engraver in Paris in the late 19th century. This print is one of a series of chromatic colour circles that were produced using the research of colour theorist M.E. Chevreuil. Chevreuil, unlike many chemists working on the material properties of pigments at the time, demonstrated that colours are enhanced or diminished based on their proximity to each other. He focused his research on how humans perceive colour primarily through contrast and context. Other works in this room refer to the biology of the human eye. On the opposite wall to your right is a magnified illustration of the structure of the retina by Friedrich Fodisch, which was made in 1855. The word retina comes from the Latin for lace or chain, and in this intricate patterned illustration you can tell why. Hundreds of tiny circles in varying sizes sit within a curtain-like shape, which is a close-up detail of one of the retinal cells. There are two different visual systems contained within the retina, rods and cones. Rods are extremely light sensitive and enable vision in minimal light. Cones facilitate colour vision in daylight. Positioned in an alcove close to this work is a black and white film by the artist Aaron McPeak. It's called A Sense of the World. McPeak regularly uses shadows as a way of presenting his own visual experience. And in this film, McPeak attempted to reenact the journeys of the 19th century blind explorer James Holman. Filming in places such as Thailand, Cambodia, and Laos, McPeak limits the visual vocabulary of his travel experiences to capturing monochromatic shadows and ambient sound, and invites the viewer to work harder to interpret what they're seeing and hearing.